Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from Cries from Among Us, a book by yours truly, compilation of posts that I put on a blog site from May until actually December of last year, 2019. And I'm just reading a little bit of this at a time and commenting sometimes as we go along. Before I begin that, though, I want you to know that the story that I'm telling is not going away. You know, CNN picked it up at one point. Yeah, and we don't like it when the enemies of our faith, when the world has to pick up a story about the church and say something bad. Well, no, that's not a thing to rejoice in. But if the church will not judge herself, then that's what has to happen. I understand that Dr. Phil is interested in this story now. In fact, the Lord willing, and this is the week of the 13th of January 2020, and on that very week, on this very day, that man that I just mentioned is featuring a home. I'll just let you go there yourself and find out. You check your local listings, but he will be doing a two-part series. Some places it's Monday, Tuesday. On another channel it might be Wednesday, Thursday, but you just look it up yourself. I won't be any more specific than that. But just to let you know that unfortunately the world has picked up on this story to realize, so that we can realize how bad it really is and that we ought to be doing something about it. If we had done something about it, the world would never have picked up on it. They're looking for stories, and they don't care who they hurt or what they do. But they do see certain things that are so bad that they have to be addressed, and this is one of them, my story. Kind of fits in with what I'm going to be talking about today in just a minute. I just want you to know, and you'll as you watch the program, you'll see it looks like he and others come against spanking. It seems that way. I'm not against spanking. You'll see that in a minute. Not against using physical things to do to cause a little pain in a person as they're growing up, as long as it doesn't cross over the line. And I'm not going to draw that line, but as you hear the stories I'm about to tell you, you'll realize these folks crossed the line many times. And it wasn't just the physical punishment that I'll mention today, but the other kinds of things that they did that remind me anyway, of the things that I used to study in North Korea and in communist countries. It's just, spanking is not the issue, but brutality and using spanking all the time for everything, one size fits all the time. No, that is wrong. And we'll show you some scriptures about all of that later. I heard, while I'm just rambling here, and not really, I wrote these notes down ahead of time, but there's a church I found out. I'm not going to tell you where it is or anything about it, but I found out that there is at least one church, and they're not the first and they won't be the last, is taking a vote to stop supporting one of these homes. Maybe your church, if it supports a home like this, maybe it needs to take a step in that direction too. Anyway, we were talking about a composite person at a place that I don't need to name. Again, you can find these kinds of things online. When I say a composite person, I found 50 testimonies about their stay in a particular home. And you can find stories like this in other homes too, many homes. And most of those places shut down, and they're hoping that this one will too. I took those testimonies and I categorized them by type of abuse. And there was physical abuse. And so I just kind of pretending that this, all the things that are being said here are being said by one person. Well, all the things that I'm going to say were said by some person. I just put all these people together into one person to let you just get a collective feel of what's happening or what was happening in this home. And remember that somewhere today, right now, someone is suffering at the hands of a person known to be a man of God. Now, that's true in the Muslim religion, of course. It's true in other, in Hindu and different places where people abuse people in the name of their God. I'm talking about Christian people who have abused people. We understand, again, human failings. Parents have a difficult time, and we're not criticizing you if you've made a mistake along those lines. We're talking about policies that are in place, and they're thinking that these policies came from their Bible when they didn't. So are you ready for this? All right, here we go. Here's the person, my first collective person talking about excessive physical punishment. The staff called me out of the dorm after the lights were out to receive 9 swats from a paddle. I used to lay in bed thinking I would be the next to be paddled. Because I'm not good in memorization of scriptures, I couldn't keep up, and they paddled me for that. They made me lie on the floor for beatings. They lifted my skirt and pinned down my legs and arms. Upon arrival and hearing the rules, I said, "Oh, my God," and someone immediately slapped me. My first spankings were 7 swats each time. Now, please understand, this is not all one person. I have to interject this every once in a while. This is many people, but talking about the same thing. Swats that produced bruising and sometimes welts with blood droppings oozing from the welts. Sometimes they missed me and hit my spine. Missed what they were going after, and they hit my spine. They told me that if I tried not to cry, it would mean I was beyond help, and they'd swat me less. Not so. It was actually more. They bruised me so badly from beatings that I could not sit or sleep comfortably. Staffs spanked me my first night there for questioning my food. They spanked us for looking at girls we were not supposed to look at. Now, this is a girl's group. I'm not talking about lesbianism here, we're just eye contact. In other words, looking for some kind of support, somebody to say, I understand. And they're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to look at anybody. Even as a small, frail 12-year-old, I had to endure much paddling. The paddle whacks were often so forceful I could not at first scream. Rather, I just took a deep breath as I knew more was coming. I received many beatings, and they slapped me across the face often. They told me that the paddling would continue until I was quiet. Because I couldn't contain myself in the long line to the bathroom, I wet on the floor, and they shamed me before everyone. Then they paddled me. A huge man with a paddle beat me as staff pinned me to the floor. One staff member often had fits of rage and slapped us. There were screaming from the punishment room often. Again, many, many different girls talking about the same kind of thing. I could not sit after a beating. They told me I was being overly dramatic. They spanked me because of my general attitude. I didn't cry during a spanking, so I got more. Everyone sat in silence as though nothing was happening when screams came from the punishment room. The staff even believed in spanking babies. They beat me so bad my underwear stuck to my skin. I had 2 large open sores from beatings. I was never taken to a doctor when they discovered those sores. They spanked me because I took the rollers out of my hair and brushed it out. They paddled us because we took too long brushing our teeth. The paddle used on me was 1 to 2 inches thick, 12 inches long. Once I received 22 swats. I got sick from eating too much. And they paddled me for it. They paddled me for biting my nails. If I did not know my Bible verses, they paddled me or gave me demerits. They spanked me so I would have an attitude adjustment. I wet all over myself while a big staff member paddled me severely. 7 or 8 times they had me sit on my wounds. For still crying after 3 days from my arrival, they slapped me repeatedly. They beat me, supposedly, for withholding information about a relationship forming between one of the staff's sons and a student. They told me that beatings would rid my soul of its wicked ways. One beating shook me so much they had me breathing into a brown paper bag. Finally dropped me at Family dropped me at this home, abandoned me, and left me to the care of strangers who brutally beat me and violated me. Physical beatings left dark purple bruises and welts all over my bottom. To avoid contact with the seat, I had to sit on my pubic area. They beat me on my first day because I tried to escape immediately. They beat me from my back to my knees, bruising me all over. It hurt to sleep and move for weeks. If we got sick from eating too much, they beat us. They beat us because they had already assigned too many work duty punishments. If there was a broken plant in our weeding row, as we were plant weeding outside, they beat me. I had never experienced paddling like this. We could hear the screams of other girls and would lie awake in our bed, waiting our turn. I had blood blisters on my backside and bruises beyond what I can describe from the paddlings. I didn't dare have an emotional response to the beatings. If my hair did not curl properly for a church service, they might paddle me. Within a day or so of coming, they paddled me for rolling my eyes. They paddled me every week thereafter. I had deep purple bruises from paddling. Once the paddling was so severe that I soiled myself. Enough, okay. All right, I know what you're saying. Enough. And it's hard to report it, hard to read it, and it must be hard to listen. But we've got to report this stuff. The abuse in Christian homes has to stop. Now, we would like abuse to stop everywhere. I know that it's not just Christian homes that do this. And the Christian people have copied some of their methods from the world, thinking they're copying it from the Bible. But it's going on. Who will stand up, say more about it, and do something about it? Well, there were beatings. Before we move on, an additional word or two about those spankings, which reportedly have stopped at that particular home. The question is, have their beliefs changed? That is, if they really believe that spanking, beating, as they themselves call it, a Bible word, if they believe that that's from God, what they're doing, then how could they change? How could they stop doing what they were doing? How in good conscience could the present leadership continue on? Is brutality biblical or not? Excessive beatings, is that from the Bible or not? And so the law told you to stop, and you stopped. Why didn't you say, well, we must obey God rather than man? I'm not encouraging you to start up again, but I'm asking, did you really stop? That is on their website now, and when you call and talk to them, they will tell you, we don't beat children anymore. They'll let you know that they used to, but that they were stopped from doing that. The way some of these homes have adapted to the new reality is to allow entrance only to students who are of the more nonviolent type. They're better teens. Well, then the question comes, why would a parent send one of their good sons or daughters to a home for the troubled if they really aren't so bad that they need a spanking? And are we hearing that, number one, it's possible to raise a certain class of teenagers without any corporal punishment? Or that corporal punishment is still going on secretly? What are we to believe? One other thing. I want to remind you that this, what I'm saying day after day, is not a blanket condemnation to all the churches who support these homes or teen homes in general. What we want to go after and what we believe the scripture condemns is people in these homes who raise themselves to a power they were never given by God and acting on teachings that they have no basis for acting on that they say are in the scriptures. Oh, and putrid practices that anyone who loves the Lord Jesus must assail. We hope to go after the problem, not the people. And we hope that the people causing the problem will repent, or perhaps they already have, and that we'll repent along with them for problems we have caused. Well, I have a few more quotes for you today. There are many biblical ways to correct a child. In my opinion, what I'm about to read, of course, what I just read is not the way, although we're not ruling out all, as I said, all physical punishment. But what I just read to you was obviously over the top. It just doesn't belong. And what I'm about to read, I don't think falls under the scriptural mandate. Leaders, you need to beware. Recall that every one of the statements that I'm going to produce, even though collectively, as I did with the last group, is from a former resident of a Christian group home. And remember that each line is a compilation of several students, but seen as one student. Let's talk about withheld meals, forced meals, substandard meals, sickening meals, some said. If my work was not done well, they could withhold dinner from me. I lost 40 pounds in 4 months. I missed meals if I didn't do my chores correctly. Because I was underweight, I had to eat enormous meals, but in only 20 minutes. What I did not finish, I had to eat next meal. I got very sick by eating too much food. We had to eat worms that might appear in vegetables from our garden. We were the ones responsible for food preparation, after all. We went to bed hungry many nights. Sometimes there was a no-dinner punishment, even after 3 or 4 hours of vigorous work. We had to earn supper by passing chores, doing chores correctly, or writing proper church notes. We made soup by throwing together the ingredients of a bunch of unmarked cans, donated cans of food. My first week, I threw up every meal because they fed me so much. My mother had told them I had an eating disorder. They told me I had to finish my meal at the next meal, along with the new meal. We had such a short time to eat that we just swallowed food without chewing it. They often fed us expired Dole lettuce, D-O-L-E, you know, with expired salad dressing, or rotten vegetables, or burnt oatmeal. I was fed Alpo dog food. My dad fasted for me when he saw the diet I was on. No meals was a form of punishment. I remember the smell of the staff food cooking above us. They ate what they wanted and were heavy set. I was wasting away and even lost 80 pounds in my first 8 months. I was so hungry that I resorted to stealing from the special blessing room, where were many foods and juices that we could not have. My parents were shocked at how thin I was and how plump the staff members were. I went many times with nothing to eat due to not memorizing Bible verses. Well, there you have it. There you have it. Oh, that's not all of it. That's not all of it. Many other forms of discipline were used at that one place. And as I look at the other homes throughout the nation, I found that there's a lot of similarities there. There was a, as we said, a founder who put together a program, and that program was just copycatted all over. And those who finally got a hold of it in the law and the legal system shut the places down. Looking like maybe the one that's local to me here, not too far anyway, is on its way to that same fate. We're not hoping for Christians to hurt, talking about the leadership. But, you know, we're not looking for those who they are leading to hurt either. Who is more important? It doesn't matter. Who's doing the wrong thing? That's what matters. They're all important if they've made a confession of faith to Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ. They're important to God. And if they're doing bad things, they need to stop before they hurt themselves anymore and before they hurt those young people. Well, that's all I have time for today. Trust that you'll stop back again and finish up with this story with me. We've got a long ways to go, but some important things that need to be said. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.